think it's all pollution in San Francisco. They used to have them in London, too, a London.
Fog.
Yeah, okay. And if it's that kind of day, you say it's a what day?
Foggy.
Okay. If you had no rain for weeks and weeks, you
dry.
It's a what? If it's really bad, it's a...
drought.
Okay. And if the wind has been gentle and it's getting stronger, it's doing what?
Wind's picking up.
Mm-hmm. Suppose it's been strong and it's getting lighter, it's doing what?
I'd say the wind's dying.
Okay. On a morning when you first go outdoors and it's cold, but it's not really cold.
Chilly.
Okay. And if you were trying to say it's not... well, never mind. I'm going to skip that. If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and the flowers, you'd have what?
Frost.
Okay. Okay, you said earlier that the water pipes froze, then if it was going to happen in the future, the pipes will...
freeze.
And they have...
frozen.
Okay. We digress now. Let's get back to the diseases. We really are almost inside of the end here. It's going to be just a few more minutes, I hope. The disease of the joints that old people get sometimes is called...
arthritis or rheumatism.
Mm-hmm. And a very sore throat that children used to get, they would die. They would die of it. They'd get blisters inside the throat and choke to death.
Well, it,
and you used to get the Schick test for it.
Oh, that's, I think it's called now. Meningitis?
Dip.
Theory.
How do you say it?
Theory.
Okay. And the disease that makes your skin turn yellow.
That's a yellow jaundice.
Mm-hmm. And when you have your appendix taken out, you've had an attack of...
appendicitis.
And if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had to...
vomit.
Is there a more polite way of saying it?
Well, upchuck or... spit up.
That was what my mother always said, spit up. What if... is there a crude way of saying it?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Throw up.
Okay. And if he was feeling... how did it get to be 5 o'clock? If it were feeling, if he were feeling as though he had to do that, he would say, "I'm sick." Where?
Sick in his tummy.
And skipping as much as I can here. If a boy was beginning to pay serious attention to a girl, you'd say he's doing what?
Smitten or in love?
Well, he's going over to her house. He's doing what?
Cool.
Okay. Any other term for that?
Spooning. Sparking.
Okay. You say he is her what?
Both. He is her. I wouldn't want to call it a simple thing like sweetheart.
Oh, why not? And she is his what?
Gal.
Okay.
Sweetie.
Okay. And if he came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, "Aha, you've been..."
misbehaving.
Yeah, right. And he asked...
having
him,
fun.
what have they been doing?
Oh, I've been smooching.
Okay. If he asked her to marry him and she said no, what would you say she'd done?
Turned it down.
Is there another way of saying that?
Yes.
I'll ask. Gave him something?
Gave him the air.
Okay.
Come in!
You're always bringing me mayonnaise.
I hope we're almost finished. I think about 10 minutes will do it.
Okay.
And let's see. If she didn't turn him down, they went ahead and got
married.
Okay. The man who stands up with the groom is the...
best man.
And the girl who stands up with the bride is the...
bridesmaid.
All right. Now, do you know of a custom, I don't think they do it much anymore, where when they'd have a wedding, people would go over to the couple's house after the wedding and make a lot of noise and beat on tin pans, march around the house?
No, I've never heard of that, but the boys really give the bridegroom fits, tie things all over his car, paint his car, and they make some of them mad at the wedding. I was one over here.